good, great planet Earth. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for being a part of the reason why I stay excited. Now, look, I'm telling you, I got to tell you some daddy truths. See, you got to listen to your daddy because daddy know what he's talking about. And when daddy tell you daddy truths, now I told you to stop going to these hospitals. I told you about that because when you go into them and you well, and then now we black people end up dying, don't go to the hospitals. Now, for this next hour on this webcast, I will be sharing with you some daddy truths. You can call them daddy lessons if you want to. But I'm going to share them with you. We're going to let Beyonce start me off. Sing, girl. That's right. Give me some daddy lessons today.
Daddy that's true.
That's true.
Oh, my daddy says true.
That's true.
When trouble comes to town and men like me come around, oh, my daddy said true. Oh, my daddy said.
What did he say?
Beyonce knows that. Sing. Thank you so much for a lot. Wait a minute. Let's. Yeah, when it ended. That was a good way to start a webcast. I want to. I've been telling you guys not to go to these hospitals. Now, if you have some family remedies, because that's what we're going to talk about, some family remedies that you can take care of yourself. And I know you can go on the internet and go to these websites and they're going to tell you how to quarantine in and all that. But I'm just going to break it down for you. Let me studioize the studio here. No, I can't do it because it's getting cold in the house and I want the heat to come in all the rooms. It's raining in Los Angeles today. It's overcast big time, but I think that you need to take some daddy lessons here and take them seriously. Find the old family remedies, like rubbing some Vic Salve on your chest. If your kid gets a cold, get some Vic Salve and rub it on his little chest. That's right, especially between ages of 5 and 10 years old. Keep that Vic Salve rub on that kid's chest. And like what my mama used to do, me and my brothers and sisters, is to rub it right under our nose on our top lip. That's where you rub it. You rub it right under your nose on your top lip. And so whenever you breathe in, the child or the teenager or the young person can breathe in that Vic Salve. That stuff still works. It hasn't been polluted by a lot of this stuff like they've done in these old remedies. Another good remedy is to drink a lot of water. Boil it if you don't have any bottled water. Boil it, let it cool, of course, and drink as many glasses of it as you can. But keep hydrated, and keep hydrated with good water. That's what you should do. All right? If you are an indulger of alcoholic beverages, I highly recommend a nice stern red wine. It would do you well in the middle of the day. I've just had, for me, ordered a turkey burger. A turkey burger, and I don't want any cheese on it. Not a turkey burger, but a veggie burger, because I'm getting hungry. I'm hungry for more food, but please try to eat the right kind of food. Now, Daddy's speaking truth to you. I'm speaking truth to you. I know you want the double, triple cheeseburger and all that kind of stuff. But I think what we have to do is we have to become sensible, reasonable people now. As much as many of you would like to go to the hospitals to visit your loved ones, not more than I. I'm going to tell you the story because I pray that my buddy Johnny survives. Those of you that are listening to me, Johnny Jones, my good friend that you've heard me talk about for the past year or two here, he's the one that brought tremendous insight into my mind and my heart about what was going on in the church that I pastored. Well, he had an artificial knee put on his right knee, and from what I understand, he took a fall and was bleeding and had to go to the hospital. And when he went into the hospital, of course, because he's on dialysis and he's tested for COVID, and he's been testing free of COVID as he went to his dialysis. But when he went in to a hospital, they declared that he has COVID. And now I understand that he can barely understand what's happening in front of him. In other words, because you can't go see him, but they tell me at the nurse's station that he's incoherent. And you know what? When Johnny and I had lunch, we would go to Dorothy's down on Sepulveda and Centinela. And we'd have lunch. And before COVID broke, we would talk about that. And I told him, I said, Johnny, whatever you do, because that was right when COVID was breaking out. I said, man, they're going to put out something out there that can slowly, systematically. And you guys need to hear me. I'm not a black racist, but I know the world I live in. And like Beyonce just sung, Daddy speaks truth. Okay? Now, first of all, if you want to take the vaccination to protect you against whatever this thing is, you feel free to do so. Daddy speaks truth. I ain't taking nothing like that because I don't have it. And it's not going to prevent me. Listen. Let's come to first base. Let's do it first base, second base, third base. First base means that when you hit the ball and you see the ball is going to take some flight up in the air, you start running towards first base. First base is I'm not afraid to die. Now, the process of dying, I, like you, don't care for it. I don't want to think about somebody cutting my throat, chopping off fingers, torturing me. No, that's horrible. I would shake and scream. I'm a human being. I do that. But I'm not afraid of what happens after I die. That's what I'm trying to say. Because, see, Daddy speaks truth. Look, I got that straightened out years ago. I almost said hundreds of years ago. But I got that straightened out years ago when I said to God, I'm sorry for everything that I ever did wrong. And all I want to do is live for you and to magnify your name. You see, that's when you understand where you are, who you are, and why you are, and all of that. Well, I got that straight. That's first base. Now, batter's getting ready to run up to second base now. And the pitcher's pitching to another person's life that's at home plate up there because they gotta play their own game. I'm on first base, saying that I'm not afraid to die. Now, I'm running towards second base. And they tell me while I'm running out there, better keep your mask on. You better keep covered up. You better wash your hands. You better do those things that keep yourself safe out here because they got a poisonous virus out there that can go around and take somebody out and kill them in a minute. Well, you know what? Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's starting in Wahoo, Weehoo, Wahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo. I don't know. I don't even know whether Google did it. I don't know whether Bill Gates got anything to do with it. I don't know whether they're the Antichrist, the Super Christ, the Anti-Devil, whatever. I don't care who, what it is. All I know is that I have one life to live, and here I am living mine in a shabby old house and with my unapologetically black flag soaking wet with God's good water falling from the sky outside of the Lucy Coleman studio. I am in not the best of health, but in some good, healthy times. Now, should I pray for my friend Johnny Jones? Know what he told me when we had that lunch? He said, man, if I go to the hospital with that mess, pray that I die. And I said, what do you mean? He said, pray that I die because I'm not going to let him. And then he has me down as an important person to contact. And he said, hey, if they ask, don't resuscitate me. See, there's a man that's not afraid to die. I feel the same way. If I get COVID and I go in there and I can't breathe and don't resuscitate me, please. Why are you going to bring me back here? I've lived 76 years, and I love the music. I love the food. I love the fellowship. I love some brothers, some beautiful black men that I met over the years. It just, man, make my heart glad. So I lived a very full life, and I have nothing to regret. I have nothing. Oh, but I didn't do this yet. I didn't do that. I've done it all. So I'm at base two. Now, Going to third is going to be hard because if you know anything about baseball, still in third. I think that's a pitcher's paradise because he can throw you out between second and third in a minute. That's where I am right now. I'm right between second and third. Yeah, I'm still functioning. You know, I made some decisions in my life. I'm going to give my car up. I'm not going to drive my car anymore. Don't need to drive it. Don't need to because you, with these little apps on these phones, you can do everything on your phone. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. I've come to it. I've come to it. Living in this new world, man, this, you know what, when we was in the church, we used to fight against the new world order. We used to fight against these modernistic things. I got me one of them little iPhones, and if I can stretch my little Social Security dollars, I want to get me a brand new one. Because I hear that when you get that brand new one, you can do everything with that thing. See, and so, you know, wow. Or the voice that you hear in the background is my help. You know, I always have my help come by. And my help going to help the old man out because the old man don't have the strength that he used to have to do the things that he used to do. But no, it ain't nobody living here but me. But my help comes by now and then to give me a helping hand. And that's what all of us need in this world. But let me go back to Johnny in the hospital. I don't know how he is. I'm going to call the desk there and say, how is the patient? Blah, 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 blah. And find out. Let them know who I am. Well, I think it's time for another song by Miss Beyonce. Don't you think? I got to tell you the truth. I just recently was introduced because, see, I'm at home and so... well, have you heard this singer? No, I never listened to Beyonce. I, as a matter of fact, this morning I was in the studio here, and so I was looking through some of her music, and I found this song, Daddy's Lessons. And when I listened to it, I said, you know, that would be the perfect lead into as I spoke about what I wanted to speak about today. So use the old family remedies. Take care of yourself, hot teas, soups, stews. I'm blessed because I've already planted the vegetables in the backyard, and so I can go out there and get greens and kale and eat healthy right now. And with God's rain falling down on the garden area, me and my help, we're going to, as soon as the water sinks down deep into the soil, we want to get back there and start digging up and planting other things and making my walk path a beautiful thing to look at. I'll be posting some pictures up on the website and so that you can take a look at it. So you see what I'm doing. I'm running. I made it to third. Now I'm thinking about coming into home. Now while I'm coming back into home plate, I'm working. I'm planting more vegetables. I'm thinking about how to keep my life going. I'll fancify my patio room. Gonna put up my nice patio lights and everything after the rain. No, I'm not having people over. I'm just getting ready. I'm anticipating a beautiful life. What did I tell you guys? I want to live until I'm 100 years old. I really do. And I think that you can do it if you live healthily. Healthily. And I want to tell you, one of the things that keeps my mind, I'm going to say this to you seniors out there, because I know what depression would do. Depression will mess you up. Sometimes you need a little sativa in your system, because that medical tone of the marijuana will take all of that depression away and some of that a high blood pressure also. You need to chill. You don't need to get high. See, the youngsters mess up this stuff, and they want to get high. They want to, I'm in oblivion. I don't want to go to oblivion. I don't want to think about, man, you know what? if they're talking about all these people dying in those places like they're dying, well, let me choose another record, see what else I can put here. Okay, I found it. Here's a nice Beyonce song from the same album, a number called Freedom, and she got Kendrick Lamar singing with her on this. So let's see what Freedom sounds like from Beyonce.